mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dime Store Halo, that's the beautiful music of Miss Julie Newmark bringing us in. That's julienewmarkmusic.com. We are honored.
Actually, you know what? Sorry, I'm talking all over you. It's just julienewmark.com. I found that out the other day.
Julienewmark.com. I was searching for that, so thank you. That's Dime Store
Halo.
Yeah,
no, a listener actually emailed me and said, where's this music? It's julienewmark.com. I found out.
Well, good. We know I've had a lot of tweets and stuff, so they've been finding it because it's that is a one solid disc. Testosterone boosting beauty. No, we're not talking about a new PED for some of these sports stars. We are talking about a botanical called Tongat Ali. Go ahead.
What's a PED?
Performance enhancing drug. Because when I saw the title, testosterone boosting beauty, I'm thinking I can pole vault like 27 feet now. And it wasn't. It was luckily what I've been challenged with in my practice, and I'm really glad because Holly knows a lot about this botanical. Tongat Ali is what we're going to be talking about, is I'm challenged with trying to get testosterone up in my patients because low testosterone is a risk for heart disease, and I want to try and get it to back to normal levels without prescribing testosterone. And we have a lot of botanicals that can help with that and do that. And I personally think that it's safer to bring up testosterone using botanicals and getting your body to make more than using testosterone like in a cream and replacing it. Holly, bring us up to speed on Tongat Ali and what you think about it.
Well, first of all, I have my favorite botanicals, like rhodiola is one of them. Of some new research that I have stumbled across, is going to be a complete, it's going to give rhodiola a really great run for its money because, you know, as traditionally, this lovely, and I always say not Muhammad Ali, it's Tongat Ali, and that's spelled T-O-N-G-K-A-T-A-L-I. It's been used for a male aphrodisiac. But I've run into multiple clinical trials on, there's a patent form. And when we talk about, and you and I are both consultants in the natural product industry. And so I think it's really important. Some of the things that I'm about to tease out really only apply to the water extracted and standardized product. Okay. And so this is the root, you know, and as we know, we'll have a generic name or the scientific name, and that's Uricoma longifolia. Is actually Tongat Ali. And then we'll have the traditional name. And so this is water extracted standardized Uricoma, the root, okay? So that's what's really important because that is what was used in the clinical trial because as you know, Decker, as we both know, there are a lot of label claims out there sometimes. But no body claims as far as what's in that bottle. And I think it's important just to get when you're taking a nutritional supplement or a botanical medicine, that you take it in a standardized form that's going to deliver an optimal dose and make an effect in your body. So as I was saying, though, this is definitely a Malaysian medicine, okay? This came from traditional Malaysian medicine, this particular plant. And the beautiful thing about the research and the clinical trials is that I've started to understand that it's actually beneficial to both men and women. Because in the clinical trial, the stress hormone, okay, so they did salivary cortisol levels and they also tested testosterone, was significantly improved by supplementation with reduced cortisol exposure. Now, cortisol is very, very important because that is our stress hormone. But in our modern day, that hormone is flying all over our body. It's very inflammatory. We can't cut it off with our negative feedback loops because we are completely in that sympathetic loop of this stressor, that stressor, and it's all over the place. And so,
and I've been running a lot of neurotransmitters, and we see that same thing where we look at when these epinephrine, norepinephrine levels go up. Sure enough, that cortisol when it goes up, the cortisol goes up, and then you'll see the testosterone just drop like a rock. So
exactly,
that stress hormone goes up, and the aphrodisiac goes down. And Tongat Ali, that's where it's working, huh?
Absolutely, this is what it showed, and this was so. Reduced cortisol exposure increased free testosterone status and overall improved the cortisol to testosterone ratio, which is, I think, exactly optimal and where we want our patients to be. And the upshot of it was that most of these folks felt reduced fatigue, heightened energy and mood. And I love this as a study result, a greater sense of well-being. I mean, that's just awesome.
And it sounds too good to be true, but I think this is an important point. It's the mechanism by which it's doing. Our key is getting this stress hormone, this cortisol, down so our testosterone is allowed to come back up again. The body will do that. When unimpeded, it's going to find its sense of wellness, right, Holly? I mean, if we don't get in the way of it, we calm our stressors back, we're going to get that sense of well-being. Tonga Ali is helping shift the chemistry of the body towards that. I love that mechanism. And that's the thing that I love about it. I love, God, the amount of cortisol we are pumping out as a species is absolutely ridiculous right now. And to have a botanical that can effectively and reproducibly, you know, it works every time, do that is important.
And I think that also this time of the year, when those New Year's resolutions have been out there and people are trying to diet, I think one particular application for sure for this particular botanical would be for dieters, both male and female, because you can expect your cortisol to rise and your testosterone to fall following several weeks of dieting. And this change in hormone balance is so important. It's an important factor leading to the plateau that's so familiar that often occurs 6 to 8 weeks after people try to meet their fitness goals. And so by maintaining normal testosterone levels, even a dieter could expect to also maintain their muscle mass, their metabolic rate, and thus continue to lose weight without that annoying plateauing. And I think that's where we really could have this come in.
And let's not forget the women here. It's, you know, men have estrogen, men have testosterone, women have estrogen, women have testosterone. It's those relationships. We forget about the women, right, Holly, with testosterone, but it's vitally important.
Oh my gosh. Well, especially, you know, I hate to use this word because I have such a vocabulary that I never thought I would have as a doctor, but demographic. I'm saying demographic. Yeah, but my patients, I mean, I see all sorts. I have a very solid family practice, but mostly because I've been published menopausal women, and that testosterone is so important to their overall hormonal balance and hormonal optimization. And it's that, you know, Deepak Chopra says it best, you touch one strand of the endocrine system, our hormone system, and the whole web trembles. And so when you're taking a safe botanical like this, what you're doing is optimizing those levels of the hormonal system, the web. And as you said, we're not clicking and putting a cream on, you know, seven clicks this way, that way. We are truly restoring function first because of the mechanism of a lovely traditional plant from Malaysia. Love it.
Yeah, and it's also, there's this illusion that there's not science sometimes with these natural products. There's a lot of science with these natural products and the science of the historical use. I find fascinating and important because that's what points us in the direction. But it's not like we don't know how these things work. We measure these cortisol levels go down with this Tonga Ali, and then we see people's well-being. And it's just that it's fantastic to see without the risk of giving testosterone replacement.
That's right, when you just replace without restore, you really run the risk of creating additional imbalances. And then my patients, I've seen them come in, they're like a whack-a-mole game. You know, it's like they can't find that rhythm. And so, and just to your point that there is clinical evidence. Now, I say that observation is a very solid clinical evidence. Mm-hmm. I do. And I see that every single day in my practice. But this is actually patented, this water extract in standardized form was patented by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the government of Malaysia. So they work together because doing clinical trials is very expensive and Big Pharma can do them all the time because they've got the cash. You also can't patent a natural substance, you know. You can patent perhaps a process, but not a natural substance. So we get into that.
Tonga Ali aphrodisiac, the water extracted standardized root is the one you're looking for. Water extracted standardized root of Malaysian medicine decreases cortisol, allowing that testosterone to naturally come up, giving us a better mood, a better sense of well-being. At Radio MD, we're also here to give you a better sense of well-being. Stay well, Radio MD.
Hey, coming up, are you nervous about the neti pot? Well, we are going to calm those nerves and get your nasal passages clear.